Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Writers, right? John Telch joins us, Fox 8 Sports Director. Yeah, we're doing real well. Hi, John. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How the hell are you?
I'm doing fine. I think you mean Rough Riders, no?
Their color's red.
Know-it-all JT. And this is what I wanted to underscore at the start of this, and I tweeted about it yesterday.
What a smart aleck I am.
I mean, John, I interned all over the place and was mandatory.
How many internships did you have?
I had 34. And it was during the era of high-flying, egomaniac, bullying sports, local sports personalities, all making way too much money, all high on the hog, getting drunk during dinner. And John, you were not one of those guys. You were pretty good.
Thank you very much. I don't drink, so that was probably the first qualification of being in that elite status that you just mentioned.
I know you don't want this to be all about you. So we're actually going to start with Browns. We should mention John Telch is retiring after 41 years. He said after the Browns parade, their Super Bowl parade, which, of course, we all hope. Let's talk about this game Sunday and this camp. This had to be a different camp that you've ever covered because this team's really good. They're loaded. They have high expectations, but it was quiet.
Yeah. First and foremost, when you go into the second year with an offensive system that everybody feels comfortable with, I mean, that's one half of the ball that's already taken care of. And so they're fine-tuning, tweaking, learning more about the nuances of certain routes on the tree, where Baker feels more comfortable on this play concept to get the ball to Jarvis, what Jarvis can freelance off of, all these different types of things that they weren't able to work with as much a year ago because a lot of it was virtual, and we all know that scenario. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think the biggest thing that happened with them was, you know, you heard John Johnson the third, all over the field, all over the complex, because he's very talkative and very inspiring kind of a player. And I think it starts from there. And how are they going to play on Sunday? That remains to be seen. But first and foremost, I just thought of many years, being out in Berea. And I have to qualify this, too, because I'm always about being transparent as possible. I'm not out there every day the way a Jeff Schudel is, a Tony Grossi is, obviously Daryl Ryder, Mary Kay, et cetera. But I'm out there enough, same thing for all the other teams as well, just to get a feel for how they're doing. But just a different kind of a vibe this year. Great to have the fans back in on a somewhat limited basis, so that was cool. But they have more of an air of just get the business done. There's a date with a team that, did them wrong a few months back in the cold of the winter months in Kansas City, and get out there on September the 12th and get the job done.
Great. John Telch joining us here on the show. Fox 8 Sports Director. Follow him on Twitter at John Telch 8. So what does Baker need to do to get a new contract or get an extension, I should say, from the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I mean, you got the ceiling at 45 for Patrick, and then Josh fell in line not too far south of that. I think I think the Browns are in a good position. You just wait. You let the season play out. If you have to pay much more than perhaps most people figured in the beginning for a great performance year-wise from Baker that takes you all the way up to the ultimate game, let's say, I mean, then you're happy as punch to be able to give him the money that he had earned. So you know, they've set themselves up very well in other areas, how they've managed their money. Even, you know, even moves like the Kadarryl Hodge thing, what you could construe part of that as, you know, getting your financial ducks in a row in order to be better suited to pay those guys down the road. So I think, you know, I think he likes to play, well, I think, with the chips down. I think he likes the pressure of, all right, you want more money? Go out and perform better. And I think this is absolutely the kind of ammunition that a guy like Baker, his psyche, his mentality, will take to heart and will make it work in his advantage. And I think you guys probably hear my dog Scarlett there. She sees some guys walking by.
Well, we were asking for barking. We were getting barking throughout the broadcast day because this is the thing about this game is we expected people to be pumped up all week, and we are trying to somehow pinpoint why fans are a little reserved for this game. They're not reserved for the season. They have high expectations. But for this game, it feels like the fans are not all in on their confidence level.
Well, I got to give the guys at the Athletic some credit on doing some sleuthing. They did a survey of many of the executives around the National Football League about the top teams in the AFC. You may have seen that the Browns were listed as fourth among those teams. What I thought was kind of curious was two of those votes had them outside the top seven, and nobody had them in the top three. So that tells me that people's attitudes towards the Browns, that they're very good and they're going to have an outstanding year, but it's still kind of that Missouri, you know, show me. And so I think that's where we stand with the Browns. Maybe the Browns fan psyches in town, they know they're excited. They've had the date circled on their calendar. This is fantastic. September the 12th, you know, football is coming, but still knowing that you're facing, quote unquote, the great Patrick Mahomes, the team that's been to two straight Super Bowls, won one of them. I think there's still a little bit of a reservation from the populace about it. They love their Browns. They love Baker. They love Miles, Odell, Jarvis. There's, you know, there's many of those kind of connotations that I could take back to when Bernie was there and Webstar and Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner, that kind of a correlation from Baker to Bernie and from Mack to Chubb and so on and so forth. There's the connections there, but I just think they're anxious to see them play, but just not going crazy. Now, when you guys are downtown doing your stuff on Sunday for a game that's out of town, that place is going to go crazy. I think the city is going to be really lit up at all the different places around town as people gather to watch that 425 game.
The great John Telch joining us on the show. What is a good season for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, it's such a different offense, and, you know, they're going to be employing probably Demetric Felton. He could be a guy that gets some, you know, gets time in this offense, so he might, you know, be scoring touchdowns in some different ways. If they continue to run the ball, which is in their DNA, the way they're made up, I think that would lessen some of his. So what would be a great season? I would say playing through the whole year, making game-changing plays, but not having tons of balls thrown your way, not having 11 targets a game and catching eight balls, because they're just going to distribute this thing around. They've got Jarvis. They have Hollywood Higgins. They have, obviously, Kareem can do different things even in the passing game as well. So that would be my – just get through the season, and he's looked fantastic. And so just let that translate to you have a good game on Sunday against the Chiefs. Okay, how are you feeling Monday? How are you reacting on Tuesday and Wednesday? I'm sure a lot of the performative stuff that these guys do that you've heard more and more in recent years about how they employ other individuals to work on them on their days off or do specific things to recover, that's going to be very much in play for Odell, as it is for many of the other guys on the team, but for Odell, so that when he steps out on the practice field or when he's ready on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the stadium, that he's in the best shape that he can be. And he can, the guy who cut his cuts out in the field, he looks no different than he did when he was streaking away from the New York Jets on that nighttime game when he caught a short pass and took it to the house a couple of seasons ago. That's what he looks like right now. So let the chips fall where they may.
JT, it was, for me, a stunning announcement yesterday. Thanks for not giving me the scoop. That would have been big. Would have been great for social media. But 41 years, you announced yesterday that you would be hanging them up, but not permanently, because you're still going to be involved high school Friday nights. And obviously that's something I could see you doing for as long as you absolutely can. So what went into the decision-making? Where'd this come from?
Well, I want to be totally transparent as well. I actually was going to step away a year ago, September 15th, which September 15th of 1980 was the day I walked into the building. And so it would have been 40 years on the dot. And something called a pandemic took place last year and still kind of is. And my boss, Andy Fishman, who's just been absolutely incredible, fantastic to me, he called me in sometime early in the pandemic and said, you know, you're scheduled to be done in September. Do you really want to end your career in this kind of environment? Do you want to see if you can take it another year or whatever? So we did. So I said, yeah, Andy, let's go to the next year. And then we crafted it to have the contract at the end of this coming November ratings period, because, you know, we're all about ratings, right? And so we had it in that regard, and then we both decided that it makes more sense, and I didn't want to just cut short my coverage of the Browns in what could be an incredible season. So we just said, let's let it be loose to be shortly thereafter when the Browns finish their season. Now it's up to the Browns to finish their season at the last game of the year. And so I really appreciate that. And also I wanted to be as helpful to Andy and to the station. You know, I'm sure they have some kind of succession plans or however you want to formulate such of a thing. And it probably would have been kind of weird if word got out that they were talking to somebody or had plans in the works that leaked out, because we know this is that kind of a business, then it might have been awkward. So I felt good to be able to just actually say it on the air and to be sincere about it and transparent about what my love is for that place and the people that I've worked with and the colleagues I've had around the business, the people, you know, you guys and folks all over, you know, not just here in Cleveland, but, you know, the talent that I've had exposure with that have gone on and done things in, you know, bigger venues, if you will, and people I know from the business all over the country. And it just felt right. I felt really good about doing it. And I appreciate so much the opportunity to do such a thing. You know, I was texting with Les Levine's son, Jeremy, last night about this. And you know, I know Jeremy, they did say that Les passed away at 9:27 a.m. And so he kind of dictated, you know, when he quote unquote went out. But I was just saying that I was so fortunate to be able to have a say in when I end my career versus these people that I worked with or was around, such as Casey Coleman, Nev Chandler, the great Nev Chandler, Les, and then most recently, 2 years ago yesterday, Freddie McLeod. And these guys never had, you know, the opportunity to really go out in the manner that they wanted to. So I'm very fortunate that I could kind of dictate the terms of leaving Fox 8 and also, you know, to get on to the next chapter of my life, which I'm kind of super nervous about because I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Well, it's all about being a consultant now. You need to make money. You need to double dip. This is the easy time now. This is where all the existing people are like, I'm not going to listen to you. How much is he getting paid? That's ridiculous. That's what you have earned. You have earned that place in the pecking order.
Right. You know, and it's funny you say that, and I don't want to keep you guys, I don't know what your time frame is, but one of my first jobs was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and one of the first consulting companies in television was called Magid and Associates, and they were located right outside of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And so the station I was at was like one of their first clients. So I had a taste at age even 24 of what it was like to be a person at a TV station that had consultants that came in and kind of told your folks how to do their thing. Now, over the years, from Virgil Dominic to my current boss, Andy, and folks at Channel 8, they have been great about letting our quote-unquote Cleveland's own brand, the way we do news, our kind of DNA, let that be our thing. And while I'm sure they've had some influence from consultants and what have you, they've pretty much marched to the beat of their own drum here in Cleveland, and it served us well. So, you know, maybe being a consultant might not be what's up my sleeve.
John, you know, we thank you very much for the time. We love you. 41 years, and looking forward to all the football coverage that you have coming up here for many more years to come, buddy. Take care.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys have a wonderful day. And, Kenny, I'll see you tonight in the studio.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. John Telitz joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I didn't want to tell him because I feel weird to say it, like, to his face or, like, on the phone or anything like that. But it really is an honor. He is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful broadcaster and a true friend. And both Anthony and I are very lucky that we have him in our corner because he is a wonderful man.
Definitely.
And he is in every way a storytelling icon here in this city. 216-578-0092. All right, we go from an icon to just the lowest of the low. Are you ready to do Coming in Hot next?
I think we're ready.
Coming in Hot next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.